What's hot, what's not in the markets with Randy Martinson of Martinson Ag Risk Management. Futures and options have risk. Randy, what's hot in this market?
You know, what's hot, starting off pretty good here this morning is the wheat markets. Primarily, you know, Kansas City and Minneapolis, we're seeing some pretty good strength. And I think the continued dry conditions down in the southern plains and the cold and temperatures up in the northern plains are continuing to help support the wheat market. We have some pretty tough trouble as far as our Australia is concerned as they continue to see heavy rains and hurting the quality, which is likely helping to support Minneapolis as, you know, they're going to need quality wheat to blend off. And that's going to put a little strain on the good quality wheat that is left out in the world. So I think that's what's kind of helping to give this wheat market a little bit of strength.
What's happening in corn and soybeans?
You know, that market seems to be just kind of quiet right now. You know, exports haven't been very good as far as corn is concerned. We've been talking about that for a while. They're decent for soybeans, but, you know, right now it looks like we're kind of going into the doldrums, the holiday doldrums a little bit soon. Right now I think this market's going to be focusing on the weather down in South America. Brazil continues to be pretty much ideal. Argentina is still a little bit to be concerned with, and it's unlikely they're going to make that 200 million metric ton goal between Argentina and Brazil for production. But we are going to see, or right now it's projected to see some pretty good production out of all out of Brazil, which is continuing to put a little bit of strain on that soybean market.
Randy, late last week, Ukraine was able to take back one of the key cities in one of the southern provinces. What's that do? Does that complicate the negotiations with Russia on that Black Sea Grain Initiative?
You know, I think it does. I mean, Putin gets pretty upset when he loses ground or when he gets some bad press, and this certainly is going to be one of those things in his checkbox that's not going to show up on the good side. And I think, you know, he's trying to get some sanctions lifted. Well, right now, with Ukraine making more progress on taking the country back away from Russia, that's not going to bode well with him probably getting some of those sanctions lifted.
Randy Martinson, Martinson Ag Risk Management, Fargo.